today for our first interview is Nikki Lutz, who is a yoga and meditation teacher and a self-love coach and mindset mentor. She's also embarking on a new journey of going to speak at schools to assist parents in forums to help parents and children overcome this very relative subject around mental well-being. Now, listeners, please do remember that this interview was recorded using WhatsApp, so the quality will be different as to when we are in studio. Welcome, Nikki Lutz. How are you?
Hi, Talita and all the listeners. I'm so excited to be here today. Thank you so much for having me.
I gave a brief introduction of you, but also please do tell us more about yourself.
So I'm a self-love expert and a mindset mentor, and I guide women to live a fulfilling life by transforming the relationship they have with themselves. I'm on an unstoppable mission to raise awareness, inspire, and spread the message that self-love is not selfish, and that each and every one of us deserves to have it all of our dreams, all of our desires. We are worthy and deserving.
Will you please tell us what is a self-love coach and a mindset mentor?
So as a self-love coach and a mindset mentor, I guide my clients and my students to start a really rock-solid relationship with themselves so that they really build self-respect, self-worth, self-belief, and self-confidence. And when they show up in the world as this new and improved, amazing, empowered version of themselves, they really can go after every single dream and achieve all the goals that they set their mind to. So what we do through mindset coaching is that we work on our inner world. We work on what the thoughts are that are playing over and over in our minds. Because did you know we have 60 to 70,000 thoughts a day? And 90% of these thoughts go unnoticed. And most of these thoughts, or many of these thoughts, are limiting and negative. So if you're thinking this way, it creates the way that you feel, and how you feel is determining how you act. So when we go on an inner path and we work on our mindset, we work on the way that we feel and our emotions, we start to see as our inner world changes, everything in the outer world changes as well. And through self-love coaching and mindset mentoring, it really is about empowering yourself so that you take happiness into your own hands.
How did your journey as a self-love coach and mindset mentor start?
Well, I was brought up in an extremely high-performance sporting environment. My dad was an Olympic pole vault coach. So as a little girl, I was running around on the athletics track, and I would see these international superstars, and I just thought that this level of excellence was normal. So from a young age, I had a belief that I had to be the best in order to be worthy of love and attention. And I always thought I have to be more, do more, achieve more. And I didn't just know that who I was without anything external that I'm enough. And after university, I wanted to explore the world, so I joined the yachting industry, and I saw that the billionaires of the world, who could buy absolutely anything, had emptiness in their eyes. And I saw that you cannot buy happiness, that joy and peace is an inside job. So I started to realize, okay, I have to start working on myself if I want to be happy. And after the yachting industry, I moved to Bali, and I went on a deep discovery of who I am and starting to accept the woman that I am, and working through shame and guilt and vulnerability and dealing with a lot of past traumas and childhood wounds and really just starting a relationship with myself.
Nikki, what inspired you to want to go to schools and speak to children and their parents about mental well-being?
So I was never taught about mindset when I was growing up, and I was never taught about emotions and how to deal with them. And actually, I was taught that being vulnerable and crying was a weakness. And this puts so much pressure on ourselves because we feel like we need to belong and we need to be the strong version of ourselves when in actual fact, we might really be struggling. So I feel that if we teach children that they can control the way that they feel, we are going to empower them so much. And there is a lot of anxiety. There is a lot of worry that's going on right now because there are so many changes and we cannot control what is happening around us. We cannot control what people are going to say or do to us, but we can control the way that we react to it and the way that we respond to it. So I think that being able to show children this and teach them this, we are going to create such happier and peaceful children, and the future of our country lies in the hands of our children. So I think that this is incredibly important.
How would you describe mental well-being to our younger listeners?
Well, I would explain mental wellness and compare it to physical wellness. Because if you want to improve your physical fitness, if you want to become really fit and healthy, you are going to exercise, you're going to get lots of sleep, you're going to nourish your body, and you're going to put in the work. And you cannot expect to see results if you don't do anything about it. And the same works for our mind and our mental health. If you want to have a sound mind and if you want to feel in control of your emotions and the way that you feel, you have to work on it. You have to take time and prioritize your time to work on the mind. And this is, it's a journey. It's not an end destination and one day you reach it, but it's something that we can practice over and over and over again. And we can really become very focused about where we are placing our attention, because where your attention goes, your energy flows, and whatever you put your energy into will expand. So if you can start to work on your mindset and your mental health by becoming aware of what thoughts you are having, then you'll start to see you will feel better. And when you feel better, you can start to act in a way that you can see massive change in your life. And you can start to live a life where you wake up without anxiety, stress, and worry, but with peace and love and joy.
Now, generally, we all experience feelings of uncertainty and worries, and these feelings are heightened with the pandemic. And if a child is feeling overwhelmed, what tips would you have for them to calm down?
I love this question so much, and it's so important for us to have certain tools that we can use when we are feeling this way, overwhelmed, stress, worry. So I actually have a process that you can use. When you are feeling a certain way that is really uncomfortable in your body, such as overwhelm, the first thing you have to do is just stop and take a deep breath and come into the present moment. Then you need to ask yourself, what am I feeling? And actually label that feeling. So say, I am feeling overwhelmed. The next step is to take responsibility and own that feeling and say, this feeling is mine. And the reason why we do this is so that we know that if it's my feeling and I'm responsible for it, then that means that I can change it. It really is very empowering. Then we have to ask ourselves, if I'm feeling this way, what did I just think to create this feeling? Because when we have a thought, the brain produces a chemical in the body for us to feel the way we think. So if you have an overwhelming feeling in your body, it's because you had a thought of overwhelm. Then the next step is to ask yourself, well, what would I like to feel instead? And label that feeling. I would like to feel peaceful. Then ask yourself the question, what do I have to think in order to feel that way? And then you have to think that thought. The power of our thoughts are so incredibly strong. And if there's any feeling in your body, you have to realize that that was created by a thought alone.
Nikki, who is a woman or girl that inspires you the most?
This is such a great question. And there are so many women that inspire me around the world. There are amazing women doing phenomenal things. But I'm going to answer this question a little bit differently and say that the woman that inspires me every single day is myself. And that's because I've been on such a deep transformational journey of self-love that I've had to let go of so much shame and guilt and accept who I am, with the shadow sides and the parts of me that I don't really like very much, to the sides that are amazing and bright and light and energetic, but knowing that both of those sides is who I am. And because I accept it all, I can love and adore every part of me. And I hope that this is maybe an inspiration to you to start a journey of self-love and transformation and really get to know who you are and start to inspire yourself so that you know that every single goal that I have, all my dreams, I can change the way that I think. I can change the way that I feel. I can transform my whole entire life. And that is my inspiration. So yeah, I'm extremely full on the self-love train, and I'm the one that inspires me every single day.
Thank you so much, Nikki, for sharing more about you and mental well-being.
You're listening to RX Radio.
For and by children.
RX Radio. RX Radio rocks.